Where I was standing, it sounded really good between this side and Colin. I thought, I have the best seat in the house. I want to ask you this morning, what is too much? When is it too much? Ever heard the expression, the phrase, there is no such thing as too much chocolate? Ice cream, pasta, pizza, whatever your favorite thing is. I'm sure we have all heard and indeed used that phrase in all its many forms. We like certain things to the point of describing our like for them as loving them, even if we know they are not good for us. But what about good things? Sunshine. Our bodies produce vitamin D, and when we're in the sun's warm rays, we feel happy and our bones are strengthened. With higher levels of serotonin in our brains, we don't only feel happy, but we sleep better. But the sun can burn our skin, cause blisters, and even sunstroke. Carrots. Surely carrots are all right. Too much carrot juice can turn your skin orange. I don't want orange skin. Physical exercise. Essential for a healthy body, right? But too much can cause deficiencies and injury. Everything in moderation. What about love and care? As parents, can we love our children or care for our children too much? I remember being described as a helicopter parent when Dominique was preparing for her first Duke of Edinburgh expedition. She would be hiking for 2 days and sleeping in a tent for 2 nights. They had to carry all their equipment with them because they would not be returning to the same campsite the following night. Now, you must understand, this was not the teacher's daughter or a friend's daughter. This was Dominique, my princess, who was essentially going to be sleeping outside for 2 nights and potentially hiking in the rain. I had to make sure she was prepared for every eventuality and that all her equipment was lightweight. I researched everything, made lists upon lists, and made sure I knew all the details about this 2 day, 2 night event in Dominique's life. I was a helicopter mum. Although in this instance, it was only my bank balance that suffered. We have all seen and heard of the effects of loving too much or caring too much. Too much care doesn't allow the other individual to develop independence, a strong character, or the ability to make sound decisions. Too much love smothers, like a toddler having to be reminded to love a small pet, gently, softly. What do all these things have in common? What is the common denominator with all of these examples? It's pain. But more about pain later. What does the Bible say about love? 1 Corinthians 16, verse 34 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Deuteronomy 7, verse 9. "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is a faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments." Jeremiah 31, verse 3. "I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness." John 3:16, most of us can recite it. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. Romans 8:38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. These texts and many more in the Bible tell us God is love and God loves us. What happens when we as humans experience God as loving us too much? Is this even a thing? Can we experience God as loving us too much? I'd like to suggest that at times God has and does love me too much. That when God loves me too much, from my human perspective, it too feels like pain. If I gave each one of you 5 puzzle pieces from the center of a 1,000-piece puzzle, and I asked you to describe the final picture, each one of you would describe a different picture. Remember, no one has seen the final picture, and no one has seen the other puzzle pieces. The 5 jigsaw pieces, when joined correctly, depict 2 small orange daisies. A small drop of water on a petal of one of the daisies, and a single blade of green grass. Knowing myself, I would describe a wonderfully elaborate nature scene. Blue skies, hills, lush grass, birds, bees, butterflies, and the drop of water, dew glimmering in the early morning sun. I have created a positive image in my mind, one that does not exist in reality, but one I desire and start to strive for. I ask God to give me the image on the jigsaw puzzle picture. I trust that as the Bible says in Matthew 7, verse 7, ask and it will be given you, and God is a loving God who wants what is good for me, that this image I've created is God's will for me. The picture I've created in my imagination becomes what I focus on and strive for. The actual picture is completely different. There is no blue sky, no hills, no lush grass, no bees, no butterflies, no birds. It's a dystopian scene. Everything is dead or dying. The color palette consists of an assortment of shades of gray and black. The image is so vivid, one could almost smell the pungent air. And in the center of the picture, the 2 tiny orange daisies, the drop of water, and the single blade of grass. God loves me too much. In my reality, I want what I want because I have imagined it as good. God has loved me too much to give me what I have asked for. God can see the whole picture. I question God's love for me. I throw a silent, private tantrum. God has loved me too much. And now I am in pain. I deny being angry at God, but I stop talking to him. I deny feeling resentful towards God, but I stop reading my Bible. I'm wallowing in self-pity and pain. I'm drifting away from the solid rock like a small boat in the night. My pain is so real. I can place my hand just below my ribs where I can actually feel the pain. All this pain caused by God loving me too much. And now I feel completely alone, drifting further away. God loving us too much is the most amazing love anyone could ever experience. It's the trust, It's the truest, purest, gentlest, most patient love we can experience. It's because God loves us too much that he won't give us what we think we want. The reason he patiently and gently leads us back to himself after we have exhausted ourselves being angry and resentful towards him. It's only in retrospect that God can actually show us the true picture. In Psalms 5, verse 4, it says, "For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you." God puts a hedge of protection around us to protect us not only from outside danger, but to protect us from ourselves, by not giving us everything we think we want. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 and 12 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." Disappointments and sometimes crushing pain, it was not God's intention for us, but he did give us reassurance that he will be with us to the end of the earth. Matthew 28:20. Sometimes, and dare I say too often, we learn and grow the most through the most painful of experiences, the ones that stop us in our tracks when we're moving at 100 miles an hour. Romans 8 verse 28, another very well-known verse, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, who have been called according to his purpose." Did you note the word all? Not only some things, not only good things, the ones we like. All things work together for good. Like the title of a movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. These in our lives work together for good, because we love God and he loves us and we are called for a purpose. If we love God and we can trust him that he is working for our good, then we have nothing to worry about. Secondly, do you realize that following God entails submitting to his purpose for our lives? We pray for protection, success, peace, hope, love, and prosperity. Sometimes for healing. But what if our greatest blessings come through trials? What if growing closer to God comes through pain? James 1 verse 2 to 4. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking in nothing." So next time the proverbial door doesn't open or it opens onto a brick wall, let's take a step back and consider it pure joy, knowing that our Father, the King of Kings, loves us too much to allow us to have something that would destroy us. Let's be brave and take God at his word, even when we don't want to, even when we don't understand what he's doing in our lives, or even when we feel we don't have enough faith. Because out of all that the human mind can perceive, there is only one thing done in excess that is not harmful, and that is when God loves us too much. Thanks, Paul.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, come comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while, you hear each spoken need. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while, you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come?
Blessing comes through raindrops. What if healing comes through tears? These could be mercies in disguise.
Love that.
Love that. Thank you very much for the message you've given us. As we close today, if we can rise to sing our last hymn, which is 311, and us taken from the
patience with us. Thank you for leading us back to you after we've thrown our silent tantrums. Thank you for loving us more than satisfying us. May your Holy Spirit draw each one of us closer to you, and may we see your hand in our lives, even when things don't go the way we've planned. Amen.